With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
The great Bob Marley once said, every man got a right to decide his own destiny. And that's exactly what we're going to be discussing with my friend Chris Everett in just a moment. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business. And I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. This week, we'll be joined by guests Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions, Alan Schusterman, and Rana Fisher, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. And I'll be sharing some tips for you on drafting policies and procedures for your small business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com. And we are brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Or, of course, you can listen right now while I'm joined by my good friend Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. Good evening to you.
Good evening, and go Cubs.
Amen. They're on a roll.
They are on a roll, and it's...
Oh, you should say they're on a bagel. Forget that roll stuff.
Oh, that's good, Chris. I didn't realize you're in comedy, too.
I am.
This is good. So, Chris, I am fascinated by your story. As we've shared with our listeners in the past, you and your team at Everwealth Solutions help families, help professionals. And I was just rereading your website, and you said that you wanted to be a doctor. Tell us what prevented you from becoming the MD or PhD or whatever you wanted to become.
Oh, good Lord. Once upon a time, that was so long ago. You know, my father had always pushed all of us to do the very best job in school that we could possibly do. I was an A student. I was always on the honor roll, always expected to do the best. But what I was surprised by was he wasn't going to send his daughter to college. Oh, my Lord. So I was a little bit shocked by that. So I find it interesting now, and I love my dad and mom. They just didn't position us for that.
Well, so you went the unconventional route.
I absolutely did. Now, my brothers did not. My brothers went to college, but I did it unconditionally, and I just really pulled out the stops and learned everything I could possibly learn. I probably have the equivalent of a master's degree by now, although not formally. I got to tell you, being self-taught does have its advantages.
It sure does. It sure does. So speaking about the unconventional route, I was with some colleagues earlier this week, or actually last week, I can't believe the weekend is already almost over. And they were telling me how they listen literally loyally to their company's HR department. And when there's a benefits plan that's offered, they take it. And when there's an investment opportunity, there's a 401k that's available, they take it. Do you think that they are being wise, or perhaps do you have better guidance for my friends and colleagues?
Well, many amazing HR people and firms offer tremendous benefits, but they would be the first to tell you that they have no authority or really ability to counsel anyone. They offer benefits, and you really should go get some support, some decision before you make that choice.
So they're just
like anything
packaging.
Else, you have to own it, right?
That's
and
correct.
So, you know, it's like going into the candy store, going into, you know, the 33 flavors of ice cream, you know. What are you going to do, take them all? No, you better get some counsel before you start eating your ice cream.
Oh, that's for sure. When I go to the pharmacy, you don't always necessarily have to take what's the prescription that's handed to you. You could ask for a generic. You could ask for what options are available. And I believe that's what you're proposing, especially going to a professional to ask for what options are available that can actually provide a better future for your family. So what makes Everett Wealth Solutions different? Why are you more qualified than somebody in an HR department?
Well, we are a fiduciary firm, so we certainly would do whatever's in someone's best interest. And we're going to ferret out every choice that they have and help them understand those choices and make good decisions first. For example, let's say you're a parent and you're going to be sending your kids to college soon. How can your HR department really help you understand the rules and regs of higher education, the tax code and financial planning? Well, they really can't. So you have to go and find someone who can stand in your corner and help you navigate all of that. For example, last month, President Obama changed the rules on how the free application for federal student aid is processed.
That's so called now, FAFSA, I believe many
FAFSA,
of our listeners.
Exactly. And so many people Well, let's just say under the old rules, if you had a student heading off to college in 2017, and maybe you made some financial planning moves in 2015, those strategies, if they were related to your tax return, will show up on your tax return, obviously, in 2015. And instead of having a year to shelter those moves so they were legal and the school wouldn't actually investigate or talk to you about them, now that's an exposed strategy. So while there's a lot of press out there that say that the new FAFSA rules are amazing, if you have money and you're doing some strategic planning, I say you better get some counsel. So there's an example that I have on my website, which is kind of interesting. And it could either be a $4,200 mistake or a $15,000 mistake. So can I quickly tell you about it?
Please do.
Let's say you have a mutual fund worth $75,000 and you initially deposited $65,000. So you have a $10,000 capital gain. If the $75,000 was legally redirected into a non-countable asset for 2015, under the old rules, you could expect that you would save $4,230. Well, now that's an exposed move. You have to actually start so much earlier in order to make a move like that happen. And what if that $75,000 wasn't in a parent asset, but it was in a student asset, like an UTMA or an UGMA account? Or that would actually increase your EFC by $15,000.
Wow.
And so if you can please start earlier, but I really love it when parents start with their kids in middle school, but at least by freshman year, start looking at all of your financial options. And if you work with a firm like ours, your students could actually earn $5,000 a year up through their junior year toward college. And with some of the financial money moves that mom and dad could make, together as a family, you could earn almost 1 year off of your college tuition. So out of a four-year plan, let's say you're going to a $50,000 a year school, saving $50,000 is pretty nice.
Every family can use whatever they can take. So very helpful advice, both regarding college and you're right about the changes that are taking place. And I have a feeling that during the remaining term that President Obama, during the remaining time that he has in office, I know he's planning on continuing to make some changes. So our listeners should continue to pay attention. We'll have Chris on a lot to share that advice, but certainly don't wait until those changes are made. Learn more. Contact Chris Everett. So, Chris, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, a couple of ways. We do have a workshop coming up on October 17th, so if they went on the website and looked at our events calendar, they could find information there. But frankly, call us at 708-771-7777 or go to the website, which is everettwealthsolutions.com.
And, Chris, you're everywhere with advice. You have a YouTube page with some recorded clips. You're on Twitter at Chris Everett EWS, on LinkedIn and on Facebook, of course. So the advice of Everett Wealth Solutions is available everywhere, and our listeners should take advantage of that opportunity. That phone number again is 708-771-7777, and there is indeed a workshop coming up on October 17th. I'm looking at the information right now on the website at everettwealthsolutions.com. So, Chris, you didn't make it through college. What about your kids? Did they experience the college system?
Yes, they did. And what was interesting about that is their mother knew nothing about how to reduce the cost. So you can imagine, it's just hysterical that I do what I do now, helping parents to not pay the ridiculous sticker price and also making sure that their student is going in the direction in which they'll be fit to flourish.
Well, Chris has helped so many families, and you should become one of them. 708-771-7777. And the website, once again, is everettwealthsolutions.com. Chris, thanks again for joining us on the program. We'll check back in with you over the coming weeks, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Have a great show.
All right, thanks so much. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage chair, Dick Smith. You're listening to Get Down to Business. As promised, at the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you can draft policies and procedures for your small business. But save the date, November 10th. Is the business event. Many of our listeners were there last year. It's an all-day free business expo. Check it out, thebusinessevent.com on November 10th. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Solid delays on Lakeshore Drive heading northbound between 18th and Jackson Drive. It's also pretty heavy southbound between Jackson Drive and the Field Museum. On the O'Hare Extension 190 heading eastbound, there's solid delays between the airport and Bessie Coleman Drive as well. Kennedy inbound, a little heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. Also slows down between the Junction and Kimball. O'Hare to downtown is 27, from the Junction is 12. Outbound lanes, a little slow between Irving Park and the Junction. Gets heavy between the Junction and Sayre as well. Downtown to the Junction 11, to O'Hare is 30. The express lanes look good. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office is 31. From Mannheim, 18. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 19. To Thorndale is 32 minutes. Tonight, 60 in clear skies. Tomorrow, 74 and cloudy. Currently, 74. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Here's how you know Hillary Clinton is taking this seriously.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
She is resorting to her effort to be humorous, which is a dangerous business for Hillary Clinton.
But she said that she never received or sent any emails with information marked classified.
This is not going away, so she can be as defiant as she wants. She can't make the untruth become the truth.
It's going to get worse.
Hillary Clinton could use a good Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-700-5105. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with Executive Coach and Vistage Chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome once again to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory organization, and I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach, and I'm an award-winning chair for Vistage International. Tonight, I'm very pleased to have with us as our guest, AJ Melaragno. I got that right.
You do?
I did. Good. President of Cingola Consulting. They're headquartered in Chicago. Let me read from their website. Cingola Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision made by a healthcare organization. Cingola means single. Cingola promotes a single integrated experience for patients, physicians, and caregivers. Cingola is intimately aware of the challenges that healthcare executives face today, putting the right information, people, process, and technology in place to deliver a great customer experience. Cingola focuses on helping their clients to improve four core areas: improve people, improve process, technology, and measurements. So again tonight, pleased to have you, AJ.
Thank you, Dick. Thanks for inviting me.
President of Cingola Consulting. Boy, that's a big job. So tell me a little bit about how the heck did you get that job, the CNN version?
Well, I've been in healthcare for 15 years. 11 of those years was an executive at North Shore University Health System here in Chicago.
Ah.
And just towards the end, thought that I could put together a team and go out and share a lot of the things that we learned on the job at North Shore, but was a little risk adverse. So I worked with a company called ShareCare, and I had the opportunity to work directly for Dr. Oz and Oprah Winfrey in rolling out a product of theirs. And as I did that, I had the opportunity to travel the country and work with other healthcare organizations and quickly realized, boy, we could do some incredible things with these organizations and make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And thus created Cingola, which, as you mentioned, means single in Italian. And the way that we approach it is creating that single experience every single time for the patients, their caregivers, and the physicians for the organizations.
Yeah, well, as one at age near 65, I've navigated the healthcare system,
right,
my wife and I, too many times, and we don't want to talk about those horror stories.
Exactly.
So how long ago was this? And you tell us about a partner that you have.
Right. We founded the company about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
My partner, Fran Horner, and I, who we worked together at North Shore and had the opportunity to create a large-scale contact center there. We founded Cingola, and we have 12 employees today located here in Chicago, but we work with about 20 to 30 different contractors when we bring in subject matter experts to help in really looking at the overall engagement of the patients within the healthcare systems.
Okay. When you say engagement, these are through call centers mostly for these
right,
healthcare facilities?
The term has really changed from maybe 5-6 years ago, where they all used to be called call centers. Now they're more of these omni-channel contact centers.
Oh, okay.
And what that means is really having the ability to interact with patients the way that they want to interact with us. So if they want to text, or if they want to chat live, or if they want a phone, we can do all of that. And we're able to create these environments within these large, complicated health systems that allow for that interaction. And then truly now you're engaging and being proactive with the patients versus waiting for something to go wrong.
So millennials are texting and old people like me are picking up the phone and calling to talk
to
a body.
You'd be surprised how many since you said it, older generation will use text and online portals.
Yeah, my 93-year-old mother was texting before she passed away. God bless her. I can only aspire to be as technical as she. Anywho. Let me get back to my notes. Where were we? So What's your typical customer profile look like, and are these people all over the continental United States? Where are they?
They are national, and they're large healthcare systems, systems like Children's Health System of Texas. We've worked with Rochester Regional Health System in New York, Mount Sinai. And really, our focus or our target are these large integrated health systems with multiple locations. They have or are recently implementing the electronic medical record. And this now allows us to start to centralize a lot of the interactions that the organizations are having with their customers or their patients. Whereas before, a lot of the scheduling, for example, or maybe even the billing, as you know, experience in healthcare, you'd have to call multiple numbers for that, and it becomes very complicated, confusing, and sometimes scary.
Absolutely. Say, if you're just tuning in, this is the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization. And we're talking to A.J. Melaragno, who's president of Cingola Consulting. A.J., you're primarily serving the healthcare industry, or almost exclusively, and therefore one of the fastest growing and changing business sectors out there, of course, which is and also one of the most highly regulated and whatever. But especially in the light of the Obamacare Affordable Care Act, tell us what part does change play in your industry, and how the heck are you managing change in business? Our listeners will want to hear that.
Sure. I think the biggest change on our end is how healthcare organizations are now looking at ways to more efficiently and effectively care for their patients. The days of let's get them in here and let's care for them as often as possible are over. We have to do it right one time and look for ways that we can engage the patient and have them play an active role in their care. The days of the patient portals now, where you can actively go in and see your medical records. Think back 10 years ago.
Boy, you couldn't do that.
You have no idea what's in your medical chart.
Right.
So now having them making sure that the information that's in your medical record is accurate, and we can act on it, is really what the biggest change has been over the last couple of years.
And that's one of the greatest, I think, that information sharing, as well as if you haven't been in a hospital in 10 or 15 years, the competitive nature of hospital organizations, healthcare facilities in general, is just going through the roof for patients, right?
Well, your competitor is a click away nowadays. You are searching online and you're doing a comparison, much like you do with an automobile.
Yeah, it used to be that you were happy they took you if you were in need of services. Now they're all competing for
you. That's right.
Good for you. So what's your forecast or vision for this industry? I mean, it's so fast changing. Can you even look out 3 to 5 years, or you got to hold back and maybe a year to three?
Well, I think 3 to 5 years is realistic. I think the continuation of centralization of a lot of the activities within these large healthcare organizations is key. You can gain efficiencies. You can truly have an understanding of what's happening within your organization, as opposed to going to the individual hospital locations. And I think from our perspective, we're looking to take a lot of what we have learned and more. I'll go out on the limb and say creating regional contact centers, because some of these healthcare systems cannot afford to create their own individual call center. But are they willing to share that across multiple organizations? And we predict the answer is yes to that.
So tell me a little bit about you. You've got the CVS pop-up doc in a box from Walgreens, obviously those big, huge, mega billion-dollar world largest conglomerates getting in your way in the hospitals. We're taking their share. How's that playing out for you guys?
They actually work very well for us because what it's doing is they are taking something that we all think is very complicated and really streamlining it. And I have had great experience in some cases going to those pop-up clinics, and I don't do it on a regular basis, but if I need to, and it actually gives us insight into how to do this as effectively and efficiently as possible. And it really puts the pressure on these large systems to say, you can no longer be as complicated and difficult to work with.
Okay. Nearing the end, one of my final questions here. if somebody was looking to get in healthcare, would you be a kind of an organization that's looking for a particular individual? And what are you looking for in your people, in your culture?
Our biggest differentiator, I think, at Cingola, from what our clients have told us, is that everyone that we bring into our organization has done it before.
Mm-hmm.
We compete against large consulting firms, and time again, we are awarded the business simply because we can sit across the table from executives and say, you know what, I've been in your seat before, and I understand some of these struggles.
Gotcha. Well, we're just about out of time, but I'd like to thank our guest, A.J. Malaragno of Cingola Consulting, for being with us again. A.J., a wonderful success story. Good luck and continued luck with you and your partner. And our audience members can hear more about you by going to www.cingolaconsulting.com, right? All right. Thanks again, AJ.
This has
been the Playmaker Spotlight with Dick Smith, your host, the CEO, business coach, and award-winning chair for Vistage International. Look me up at LinkedIn or dick.smith@vistage.com. Back to get down to business.
You saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
Hugh Hewitt, nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. He was off duty but on his way to work. A Memphis police officer murdered.
The details are now very, very sketchy. The investigation is ongoing. We do have one suspect in custody. But again, the details are very, very sketchy.
Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong. Informal gun control debates on the campus of Northern Arizona University today after a freshman Friday opened fire on his fraternity brothers after a brawl, killing one, wounding three others.
Students who are on campus have mixed opinions on the issue.
If anyone got in, like if anyone got heated, it could get bad really quickly.
I feel like if there's more guns on campus, then there's more of a chance that somebody will be protected and you could, like there's other people that are there besides the police that are on campus or the security that's on campus.
Danielle Miller with My Fox Phoenix. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. Solid delays on Lakeshore Drive heading northbound between 18th and the Field Museum. The southbound lanes are slowing down between 18th and the Stevenson. On the Jane Addams, heading eastbound, just after Barrington Road to about Route 53, traffic's also heavy. Once you're on the Kennedy inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. Also slows down between the Junction and Irving Park. O'Hare to downtown is 25 from the Junction 11. Outbound lane's heavy between the Junction and Sayre. Downtown to the Junction 10. To O'Hare's 28, the express lanes look good. On the Eisenhower, heading inbound, Thorndale to the post office 31. From Mannheim, 18. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 18, to Thorndale is 31 minutes. Tonight, 60 and clear skies. Tomorrow, 74 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 74 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes
taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-488-7959. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-488-7959. 1-800-488-7959.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we are joined by Alan Schusterman, who is the head of school for tomorrow. And he says that it's time to bring education into the 21st century. Alan, why are we so far behind?
Well, K-12 education as an industry, if you look at it, has changed less than any other industry in this country in the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, period. We're basically still teaching kids to prepare them to enter the world as it existed in about 1980. And the methods we're using to teach kids and the whole model of education, model of schooling we're using is an industrial age model that is antiquated.
So compared to educational systems around the world, where would you think that the American system ranks?
That's a good question. It's not necessarily that other countries are so far ahead of us, although there are certain countries such as Finland and now Australia where they definitely are doing more stuff that is innovative and 21st century appropriate. But what's sad about this country is in this great capitalist country where we're usually ahead of the world in everything, at this point we're middling at best in the world.
So as you say, the name of your school is School for Tomorrow. What makes it for tomorrow? Why are you different?
In a thousand different ways. I wish I had 2 hours, but let me go to begin with the following. We are taking education into the age of customization. Every other industry we look at in this country has completely evolved. In education, we still basically are in a one-size-fits-all model, or basically four-sizes-fits-all. So customization means, among other things, that we're aiming to have our students learning whatever they're learning in that moment at the level that makes sense for the individual student, at the pace that makes sense for the individual student, in the ways that make sense for the individual student. Right now, we classify students according to age, number one, and then some sort of rough sense of whether they're smart or dumb, and then we expect them to move along kind of the conveyor belt of our industrial age model and hit arbitrary benchmarks that have nothing to do with what the kid is really prepared for or not prepared for.
Well, Alan, I must ask, you sound like an intelligent guy, and I know School for Tomorrow was it has not been around for very long. What possessed you to one day decide to change the educational system and not just do it for the students in the Maryland area, but actually to preach this and to go on the airwaves and talk about why our system is broken and the steps that we need to make to change it? What was it in the shower one day?
No, it's a bit more complicated than that, although a lot of good stuff happens in the shower, in my mind at least. don't take that out of context, please, when you do clips. Here we go. I was actually a good student myself, and because I was a good student myself, I was lucky enough to end up at a fancy college called the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. And because I ended up at Penn, I did not become a teacher, because I always, even though I always wanted to become a teacher, because folks who go to fancy colleges don't generally go into education. Instead, I went to Harvard Law School, got out of Harvard Law School, hated doing what I was doing, but kept doing it for about 12 years until 13 years ago, my parents changed my life. And they sat me down and said, Alan, you've always talked about wanting to teach. And I said, absolutely. When I retire, I will teach. And they said, well, we've got some money saved, and we're not doing anything with it. And if you want to go into teaching now, we would – basically what they gave me is a gigantic grant to enable me to go into teaching. So all of a sudden, I got to live out my, you know, dream, got a job in a very fancy, well-respected private school with a wonderful philosophy, had everything going for it. Within about 2 weeks of teaching, I knew I'd never want to leave working with kids. And within about 2 months, I knew that this was crazy, both what we weren't doing for students and what we unfortunately were doing to students. By the end of that year, I figured out that what was happening at that school that I was working at was symptomatic of what was going on everywhere in K-12 education, both in the public and private sector. And then was encouraged by starting to read back then about a bunch of different experts and whatnot talking about, hey, we really can do things differently. At a minimum, what was clear was the way we were doing it back then, which is 10, 13 years ago, was not nearly good enough. And I basically announced to my classes, I still remember it very vividly in my first year of teaching, that someday I will start my own school.
You did it. You did it. Alan, we're running out of time. I'm curious about technology, because technology is something that too many schools are think perhaps that they're embracing, but they're not. I'm curious what the approach is at School for Tomorrow and what you recommend for the industry, if you call it that, as a whole.
Okay. So technology itself doesn't change the learning, but the technology, if you leverage it correctly, can both change the learning and you could change the whole model of education. So just as you see technology used in other industries to replace certain lower level tasks that the labor does, the same thing has to happen in school. So that technology can replace a lot of the basic low level stuff that teachers now do, enabling the teachers to do the higher level thinking and the higher level work of customization.
Completely agreed. Alan, okay. The School for Tomorrow sounds like a fantastic program with campuses in Silver Spring, Maryland, and Reston, Virginia. Students in those areas are very, very lucky, and I'm sure many of our listeners will want to learn more. How can they get a hold of you? What's your website?
Okay, website is sftedu.org. And anyone is welcome to email me at ashusterman, which is ashusterman at sftedu.org. I really hope that someday every kid can start to have the education our kids are having at School for Tomorrow.
Well, we
I think
appreciate
it's essential
it,
for the country.
We'll have you back on. We appreciate your advice. You're listening to Get Down to Business. After the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Kennedy, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. It's also a little slow between the Junction and Irving Park Road. O'Hare to downtown is 25 minutes from the Junction, takes about 11. Outbound lane's a little heavy between the Junction and Sayre. Downtown to the Junction, 10. To O'Hare's 28, the express lanes are looking good. On 190 eastbound, the O'Hare extension between the O'Hare Airport and Mannheim Road. It's heavy. There's some light pole repair being done at this hour. Also on the Eisenhower heading inbound from Thorndale to the post office, it's 31 minutes. From Mannheim is 18. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 18. And out to Thorndale takes 31. Stevenson inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35. The outbound lanes from Lakeshore Drive to 355 is 37. Tonight, 60 in clear skies, currently 74. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-775-1193. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-775-1193. Again, that's 1-800-775-1193.
Save the date for the business event, All Day Free Business Expo. It's taking place on November 10th. Register for free at www.thebusinessevent.com. And now joined by Dr. Fisher, the founder of Hearing Health Center. Dr. Fisher, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Well, Dr. Fisher, tell us a little bit about the Hearing Health Center and why you decided to focus on changing people's lives.
I grew up with a dad that had difficulty hearing. He got hearing problems from rheumatic fever when he was a kid, and so my whole life I remember him not being able to hear well. And it just didn't affect him. It affected everybody in our family. It affected my parents' relationships. It affected my relationship. He missed half of my life. And the doctors kept telling him, there's nothing that can be done. Live with it. And I couldn't accept no. I couldn't accept that.
So you decided to do something about it and not just turn this in from a into a family situation, but you're actually with four locations, making a difference around the Chicagoland area. So tell us about the team at Hearing Health Center and the people that you serve.
Anybody that has difficulty hearing comes to me. And as doctors of audiology, we're able to diagnose what the problem is, if there's a problem, how bad it is, and what's causing it. So if we find that it's a medical or surgical problem, then we refer you on to the appropriate source. Unfortunately, 96% of all hearing issues are not medically or surgically correctable.
That's correct. And it seems that you are on many levels, a one-stop shop, a one-stop solution for many people dealing with hearing issues. So how long has the Hearing Health Center been around? How long have you been in business?
It was formed in 1984, so a very long time. We're not
a
fly-by-night operation.
Oh, my goodness.
We are here.
And I see on your website that you have resources available to families and individuals that are suffering from these issues. You've got tips and you've got videos and you're all over social media. Is this something that you've set out to not only serve your patients, but also to provide information on the subject? From your family situation, it sounds like you're very passionate about this.
I am passionate about this because it's not about your hearing, it's about your brain. And every study in the past 4 or 5 years shows the link between your ability to hear and your brain functioning. I mean, we've always known, yes, if you use hearing instruments, you know, your life is going to be better. The quality of your life, your relationships, your sex, your ability to participate in all the things that you stopped doing. But no one ever really understood the connection between the ears and the brain. You don't hear with your ears, they're an appendage. It's your brain that makes sense of the sound it receives.
And it looks like you're involved in many important events around the Chicagoland area. In particular, I want to focus on the Hike for Better Hearing. Tell us about that important, important event that's raising awareness about hearing issues.
Unfortunately, it's not always inexpensive to get hearing help. The only way for 96% of the people that have any hearing difficulty to actually treat their hearing issue is with via hearing instruments or some kind of device that's going to enhance the voices that you have difficulty missing.
What's the average cost for hearing aids?
Around the country, $2,500.
Oh, my goodness.
So for two, Hike for Better 5,000.
Hearing. Oh, my goodness. So I'll Hike for Better Hearing. So how are you helping with that cost issue?
No one should be denied being able to hear the voices that they love and care about because of money. And so we have a foundation that will help anybody in need. In fact, we just helped a six-year-old boy with brain cancer.
That's
and
incredible.
It's why I do what I do. And I witness him saying to his mother, "Stop laughing at me." He hadn't heard her laugh for 2 years.
That's incredible. And that's amazing. Rana, you should feel very, very good about what you do every day. And I encourage our listeners to get a hold of you and your team to learn more. Obviously, if they have somebody in their family with a hearing issue, but also to find a way to give back. It's so important. So, Rana, how can our listeners get a hold of the Hearing Health Center's team?
312-263-7171, the best number to call for any location. They'll put you in touch with where you need to be. The most important thing I can tell you, Shalom, is don't wait. Get a hearing checkup. Most people haven't had one since third grade. Your doctors don't make it as part of their physical. Only 8% of doctors even ask you about your hearing. And people just think it's something they can put off and not have to deal with. You can't wait.
Well, Rana Fisher has an important message, and once again, encourage our listeners to get a hearing check and contact the Hearing Health Center at 312-263-7171 or check them out online at hearinghealthcenter.com. Rana, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. We'll be sure to have you back on again real soon. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your week. And Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. After the break, I've got some tips on best practices for your policies and procedures.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-600-0571.
and Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-600-0571. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-600-0571. That's 1-800-600-0571.
You can find that about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Written policies and procedures integrate the guidelines, rules, focus, and principles of any organization. The policy and procedures are generally incorporated into a manual that's made available to staff or volunteers. How you write your policies and procedures for your business depends on the goals of the company. Remember that policies are not textbooks. The purpose of a policy is to relay important information about what must be done to your employees. While you might feel very accomplished after writing a 160-page policy, they won't read it. I promise you, keep it short and relevant and avoid excessive rationales and explanations about why things should be done. As he said, less is more. Policies and procedures are not the same thing. A policy is a position or guideline that directs attainment of the organizational objectives. It's usually a broad description of the what needs to be achieved. A procedure, also sometimes called a standard operating procedure or protocol, is a specific description of the procedure that must be followed to achieve the objectives. Remember that policies and procedures should be easy to understand. When you write a policy and procedure, always make sure that you have the end user in mind. Who's going to be using this document? Highly technical concepts may not be understood by lower category employees. While the use of technical concepts cannot be avoided, be sure to include a definition section where you can define all of those foreign concepts. I mean it. You want to make it simple. Policies and procedures should always be accessible. If you want to get the true benefit from policies and procedures, make sure it's easily accessible and easy to use. Employees will feel discouraged to use procedures to reference their work if it's difficult to get a hold of. There's many innovative ways that you can use your company policies, including the internet and internal networks. And remember, a picture says 1,000 words. Don't use text all the time. Use legends. Use pictures. Policies without good culture is nothing more than a management pacifier, and I mean it. You can have the best formulated policies all around, but if they're not valued in your business, if there's no culture of compliance, you have a tough time ahead. Input promotes compliance. Make sure you get input from those end users, and consistency is king. Remember that every enforcer needs to walk the talk. Don't change policy content unless it's necessary, and make compliance easy and communicate. If there's changes, tell people about the changes. Get input from everybody and evaluate compliance. That's really important to look around and see, are people using this document? And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Building relationships is a give and take process, but be prepared to be the first to give, be the first to pass a referral out, be the first to share new information, be the first to make the initial contact. Make it your responsibility to initiate the networking process by giving first. I want to wish our Chicago Cubbies good luck as we go into the time of year that we never thought would be possible. It's really, really a reality that it's a possibility of a reality that they can end up making it all the way. So go Cubs, and I realize a risk offending people by saying that. We had a great lineup today on the show. We had Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions, Alan Schusterman of School for Tomorrow, and Rana Fisher of the Hearing Health Center. And of course, we had Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. You heard from Chris today on the program. She is a registered investment advisor, and they have a financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. And on my website, you can download podcasts from past shows. You can find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. But remember, save the date. November 10th is the business event. We've got a ton of speakers lined up, including all of the CEOs of the major hospitals in the Chicagoland area. You don't want to miss it. It's an all-day free event. TheBusinessEvent.com is where you can register for free, absolutely free, no cost. TheBusinessEvent.com, November 10th. And yeah, that's right. Go Cubs. That's right, George. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Have a great rest of the weekend, and go Cubs.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we